Chapter 50. Understand me. The doctors tell me that if poor Colonel Disney does not get some sleep tonight, he must die. What care you? Ah, but I do care. He is one of our society, a fellow of abundance of humor, an old battered rake, but very honest, not an old man, but an old rake. It was he that said of Jenny Kingdom, 25, the maid of honor, who is a little old, that, since she could not get a husband, the queen should give her a brevet, to act as a married woman. You don't understand this. They give brevets to majors and captains to act as colonels in the army. Brevets are commissions. Ask soldiers, Dull Salas, Knight M.D. 16. I was at Lord Treasurer's before he came. And, as he entered, he told me the Parliament was prorogued till Thursday sennight. They have had some expresses, by which they count, that the peace may be signed by that time, at least, that France, Holland, and we, will sign some articles, by which we shall engage to sign the peace when it is ready. But Spain has no minister there, for Montilian, who is to be their ambassador at Utrecht, is not yet gone from hence. And till he is there, the Spaniards can sign no peace. And, of one thing take notice, that a general peace can hardly be finished these 2 months, so as to be proclaimed here. For, after signing, it must be ratified. That is, confirmed by the several princes at their courts, which to Spain, will cost a month. For we must have notice, that it is ratified in all courts, before we can proclaim it. So be not in too much haste. Knight M.D. 17. The Irish folks were disappointed that the Parliament did not meet today because it was St. Patrick's Day, and the mall was so full of crosses that I thought all the world was Irish. Miss Ash is almost quite well, and I see the bishop, but shall not yet go to his house. I dined again with Lord Treasurer. But the Parliament being prorogued, I must keep what I have till next week. For I believe he will not see it till just the evening before the session. He has engaged me to dine with him again tomorrow, though I did all I could to put it off. But I don't care to disoblige him. Knight D. Sallust is late. Knight M.D. 18. I have now dined 6 days successively with Lord Treasurer. But tonight I stole away, while he was talking with somebody else, and so am at liberty tomorrow. There was a flying report of a general cessation of arms. Everybody had it at court, but, I believe, there is nothing in it. I asked a certain French minister how things went, and he whispered me in French, "Your plenipotentiaries and ours play the fool. None of us, indeed, approve of the conduct of either at this time." But Lord Treasurer was in full good humor for all that. He had invited a good many of his relations, and, of a dozen at table, they were all of the Harley family but myself. Disney is recovering, though you don't care a straw. Dilly murders us with his if puns. You know them. .. 26, Knight M.D. 19. The Bishop of Clare has made an if pun that he is mighty proud of, and designs to send it over to his brother Tom. But Sir Andrew Fountain has wrote to Tom Ash last post, and told him the pun, and desired him to send it over to the bishop as his own, and, if it succeeds, 'twill be a pure bite. The bishop will tell it us as a wonder that he and his brother should jump so exactly. I'll tell you the pun. If there was a hackney coach at Mr. Pooley's 27 door, what town in Egypt would it be? Why, it would be Hecatompolis. Hecatom Pooley's. Illy, says PPT. I dined with a private friend today. For our society, I told you, meet but once a fortnight. I have not seen Fanny Manley yet. I can't help it. Lady Orkney is come to town. Why, she was at her country house. Hat 28, care you? Knight darling, DMD. 20. Dilly read me a letter today from PPT. She seems to have scratched her head when she read it. 'Tis a sad thing, to write to people without tact. There you say, you hear I was going to Bath. No such thing, I am pretty well, I thank God. The town is now sending me to Savoy. 29, 40 people have given me joy of it, yet there is not the least truth that I know in it. I was at an auction of pictures, but bought none. I was so glad of my liberty that I would dine nowhere, but, the weather being fine, I sauntered into the city and ate a bit about 5, and then supped at Mr. Burke's 30-year accountant-general, who had been engaging me this month. The Bishop of Clare was to have been there, but was hindered by Lord Paget's 31 funeral. The Provost and I sat till 1 o'clock, and, if that be not late, I don't know what is late. Parnell's poem will be published on Monday, and tomorrow I design he shall present it to Lord Treasurer and Lord Bolingbroke at court. The poor lad is almost always out of order with his head. Burke's wife is his sister. As he has a little of the pert Irish way. Knight M.D. 21. Morning. I will now finish my letter, for company will come, and a stir, and a clutter, and I'll keep the letter in my pottock, 32, and give it into the post myself. I must go to court, and you know on Saturdays I dine with Lord Treasurer, of course. Farewell, dealist M.D. 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 F.W. 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 M.D. Me Leal Solace. 33. Letter 62. 1. London, March 21, 1712-13. I gave your letter in this night. I dined with Lord Treasurer today, and find he has been at a meeting at Lord Halifax's house, with 4 principal Whigs. But he is resolved to begin a speech against them when the Parliament sits, and I have begged that the ministers may have a meeting on purpose to settle that matter, and let us be the attackers. And I believe it will come to something, for the Whigs intend to attack the ministers. And if, instead of that, the ministers attack the Whigs, it will be better. And farther, I believe we shall attack them on those very points they intend to attack us. The Parliament will be again prorogued for a fortnight, because of Passion Week. I forgot to tell you that Mr. Griffin has given PPT's brother, too, a new employment, about £10 a year better than his former, but more remote, and consequently cheaper. I wish I could have done better, and hope you will take what can be done in good part, and that you brother will not dislike it. Night own dear. .md. 22. I dined today with Lord Steward. 3. Fair Frank Ansley, 4, a Parliament man, told me he had heard that I had wrote to my friends in Ireland to keep firm to the Whig interest, for that Lord Treasurer would certainly declare for it after the peace. Ansley said 20 people had told him this. You must know this is what they endeavor to report of Lord Treasurer, that he designs to declare for the Whigs. And a Scotch fellow has wrote the same to Scotland, and his meeting with those lords gives occasion to such reports. Let me henceforth call Lord Treasurer LT, because possibly my letters may be opened. Pray remember LT. You know the reason, L. T and LT pronounced the same way. Stay, 'tis 5 weeks since I had a letter from MD. I allow you 6. You see why I cannot come over the beginning of April. Whoever has to do with this ministry can fix no time. But as 5, hope saved, it is not PDFR's fault. Pay don't blame poo PDFR. Night dealist Lokes MD. 6. 23. I dined today at Sir Thomas Hanmer's, by an old appointment. There was the Duke of Ormond, and Lord and Lady Orkney. I left them at 6. Everybody is as sour as vinegar. I endeavor to keep a firm friendship between the Duke of Ormond and LT. Who know who LT is, or have you forded already? I have great designs, if I can compass them, but delay is rooted in LT's heart, yet the fault is not altogether there, that things are no better. Here is the cursedest libel in verse come out that ever was seen, called the Ambassadress. 7. It is very dull too. It has been printed 3 or 4 different ways, and is handed about, but not sold. It abuses the Queen horribly. The Examiner has cleared me today of being author of his paper, and done it with great civilities to me. 8. I hope it will stop people's mouths. If not, they must go on and be hanged, I care not. 'Tis terribly rainy weather, I'll go sleep. Nihilist MD. 24. It rained all this day, and ruined me in coach hire. I went to Colonel Disney, who is past danger. Then I visited Lord Keeper, who was at dinner, but I would not dine with him, but drove to Lord Treasurer LT I mean, paid the coachman, and went in, but he dined abroad. So I was forced to call the coachman again, and went to Lord Bolingbroke's. He dined abroad too, and at Lord Duplin's I alighted, and by good luck got a dinner there, and then went to the Latin play at Westminster School, acted by the boys, and Lord Treasurer LT I mean again, honored them with his presence. Lady Masham's eldest son, about 2 years old, is ill, and I am afraid will not live. She is full of grief, and I pity, and am angry with her. 4 shillings today in coach hire. Face, it won't do. Our piece will certainly be ready by Thursday fortnight, but our plenipotentiaries were to blame that it was not done already. They thought their powers were not full enough to sign the peace, unless every prince was ready, which cannot yet be, for Spain has no minister yet at Utrecht, but now ours have new orders. Knight MD. 25. Weather worse than ever. Terrible rain all day, but I was resolved I would spend no more money. I went to an auction of pictures with Dr. Pratt, and there met the Duke of Beaufort, who promised to come with me to court, but did not. So a coach I got, and went to court, and did some little business there, but was forced to go home. For you must understand I take a little physic overnight, which works me next day. Lady Orkney is my physician. It is hieropicra, 9 2 spoonfuls, devilish stuff. I thought to have dined with LT, but would not, merely to save a shilling. But I dined privately with a friend, and played at Amber, and won 6 shillings. Here are several people of quality lately dead of the smallpox. I have not yet seen Miss Ash, but here she is well. The Bishop of Clare has bought abundance of pictures, and Dr. Pratt has got him very good pennyworths. 10. I can get no walks, the weather is so bad. Is it so with you, Solas? .11. 26. Though it was shaving day, head, and beard, yet I was out early to see Lord Bolingbroke, and talk over affairs with him, and then I went to the Duke of Ormond's, and so to court, where the ministers did not come, because the Parliament was prorogued till this day fortnight. We had terrible rain and hail today. Our society met this day, but I left them before 7, and went to Sir Andrew F. Fountain, and played at Amber with him, and Sir Thomas Clarges, till 10, and then went to Sir Thomas Hanmer. His wife, the Duchess of Grafton, left us after a little while, and I stayed with him about an hour, upon some affairs, etc. Lord Bolingbroke left us at the society before I went, for there is an express from Utrecht, but I know not yet what it contains. Only I know the ministers expect the peace will be signed in a week, which is a week before the session. Knight, M.D. 27. Parnell's poem is mightily esteemed, but poetry sells ill. I am plagued with that. .12. Poor Harrison's mother. You would laugh to see how cautious I am of paying her the £100 I received for her son from the treasury. I have asked every creature I know, whether I may do it safely, yet durst not venture, till my Lord Keeper assured me there was no danger. I have not paid her, but will in a day or two. Though I have a great mind, to stay till PPT sends me her opinion, because PPT is a great lawyer. I dined today with a mixture of people at a Scotchman's, who made the invitation to Mr. Lewis and me, and has some design upon us, which we know very well. I went afterwards to see a famous moving picture, 13, and I never saw anything so pretty. You see a sea 10 miles wide, a town on t'other end, and ships sailing in the sea, and discharging their cannon. You see a great sky, with moon and stars, etc. I'm a fool. Knight, DMD. 28. I had a mighty levy today. I deny myself to everybody, except about half a dozen, and they were all here, and Mr. Addison was one, and I had chocolate twice, which I don't like. Our rainy weather continues. Coach hire goes deep. I dined with LT and his Saturday company, as usual, and could not get away till 9. Lord Peterborough was making long harangues, and LT kept me in spite. Then I went to see the Bishop of Ossory, who had engaged me in the morning. He is going to Ireland. The Bishop of Killaloe, 14, and Tom Lee was with us. The latter had wholly changed his style, by seeing how the bishops behaved themselves, and he seemed to think me one of more importance than I really am. I put the ill conduct of the bishops about the first fruits, with relation to LT and me, strongly upon Killaloe, and showed how it had hindered me from getting a better thing for them, called the crown rents, which the queen had promised. He had nothing to say, but was humble, and desired my interest in that and some other things. This letter is half done in a week. I believe who will have it next. Knight M.D. 29. I have been employed in endeavoring to save one of your junior fellows, 15, who came over here for a dispensation from taking orders, and, in soliciting it, has run out his time, and now his fellowship is void, if the college pleases, unless the Queen suspends the execution, and gives him time to take orders. I spoke to all the ministers yesterday about it. But they say the Queen is angry, and thought it was a trick to deceive her, and she is positive, and so the man must be ruined, for I cannot help him. I never saw him in my life, but the case was so hard, I could not forbear interposing. Your government recommended him to the Duke of Ormond, and he thought they would grant it, and by the time it was refused, the fellowship by rigor is forfeited. I dined with Dr. Arbuthnot, one of my brothers, at his lodgings in Chelsea, and was there at chapel, and the altar put me in mind of Tisdall's Outlandishwood, 16, at your hospital for the soldiers. I was not at court today, and I hear the Queen was not at church. Perhaps the gout has seized her again. Terrible rain all day. Have you such weather? Knight M.D. 30. Morning. I was naming some time ago, to a certain person, another certain person, that was very deserving, and poor and sickly, and told her, that first certain person, gave me £100 to give the other, which I have not yet done. The person who is to have it never saw the giver, nor expects one farthing, nor has the least knowledge or imagination of it. So I believe it will be a very agreeable surprise, for I think it is a handsome present enough. At night I dined in the city, at Pontac's, 17, with Lord Dublin, and some others. We were treated by one Colonel Cleland, 18, who has a mind to be governor of Barbados, and is laying these long traps for me and others, to engage our interests for him. He is a true Scotchman. I paid the £100 this evening, and it was an agreeable surprise to the receiver. We reckon the peace is now signed, and that we shall have it in 3 days. I believe it is pretty sure. Knight M.D. 31. I thought today on PPT, when she told me she supposed D. I was acquainted with the steward, when I was giving myself airs of being at some lord's house. Sir Andrew Fountain invited the Bishop of Clare and me, and some others, to dine where he did, and he carried us to the Duke of Kent's, 19, who was gone out of town, but the steward treated us nobly, and showed us the fine pictures, etc. I have not yet seen Miss Ash. I wait till as he has been abroad, and taken the air. This evening Lady Masham, Dr. Arbuthnot, and I, were contriving a lie for tomorrow, that Mr. Noble, 20, who was hanged last Saturday, was recovered by his friends, and then seized again by the sheriff, and is now in a messenger's hands at the Black Swan in Holborn. We are all to send to our friends, to know whether they have heard anything of it, and so we hope it will spread. However, we shall do our endeavors. Nothing shall be wanting on our parts, and leave the rest to fortune. Knight M.D. April 1. We had no success in our story, though I sent my man to several houses, to inquire among the footmen, without letting him into the secret. But I doubt my colleagues did not contribute as they ought. Parnell and I dined with Dartnoof, 21, today. You have heard of Dartnoof. I have told you of Dartnoof. After dinner we all went to Lord Bolingbroke's, who had desired me to dine with him, but I would not, because I heard it was to look over a dull poem of one Parson Trapp, 22, upon the peace. The Swedish envoy told me today at court that he was in great apprehensions about his master, 23, and indeed we are afraid that Prince has, 24, died among those Turkish dogs. I prevailed on Lord Bolingbroke to invite Mr. Addison to dine with him on Good Friday. I suppose we shall be mighty mannerly. Addison is to have a play of his acted on Friday in Easter week. 'Tis a tragedy, called Cato. I saw it unfinished some years ago. 25. Did I tell you that Steele has begun a new daily paper, called The Guardian? 26. They say good for nothing. I have not seen it. Knight DMD. 2. I was this morning with Lord Bolingbroke, and he tells me a Spanish courier has just come, with the news that the King of Spain has agreed to everything that the Queen desires, and the Duke de Suna has left Paris in order to his journey to Utrecht. I was prevailed on to come home with Trapp and read his poem and correct it, but it was good for nothing. While I was thus employed, Sir Thomas Hanmer came up to my chamber and balked me of a journey he and I intended this week to Lord Orkney's at Clifton. 27. But he is not well, and his physician will not let him undertake such a journey. I intended to dine with Lord Treasurer, but going to see Colonel Disney, who lives with General Withers. 28. I liked the General's little dinner so well that I stayed and took share of it, and did not go to Lord Treasurer till 6, where I found Dr. Sacheverell, who told us that the bookseller had given him £100 for his sermon. 29. Preached last Sunday, and intended to print 30,000. I believe he will be confoundedly bit, and will hardly sell above half. I have fires still, though April has begun, against my old maxim, but the weather is wet and cold. I never saw such a long run of ill weather in my life. Knight D. Lokes M.D. 3. I was at the Queen's Chapel today, but she was not there. Mr. St. John, Lord Bolingbroke's brother, came this day at noon with an express from Utrecht that the peace is signed by all the ministers there, but those of the Emperor, who will likewise sign in a few days, so that now the great work is in effect done, and I believe it will appear a most excellent peace for Europe, particularly for England. Addison and I, and some others, dined with Lord Bolingbroke, and sat with him till 12. We were very civil, but yet when we grew warm, we talked in a friendly manner of party. Addison raised his objections, and Lord Bolingbroke answered them with great complaisance. Addison began Lord Somers' health, which went about, but I bid him not name Lord Wharton's, for I would not pledge it, and I told Lord Bolingbroke frankly that Addison loved Lord Wharton as little as I did. So we laughed, etc. Well, but you are glad of the peace, you PPT the trimmer, are not you? As for DD, I don't doubt her. Why, now, if I did not think PPT had been a violent Tory, and DD the greater Whig of the two. 'Tis late. Knight MD. 4. This Passion Week, people are so demure, especially this last day, that I told Dilly, who called here, that I would dine with him, and so I did, faith. And had a small shoulder of mutton of my own bespeaking. It rained all day. I came home at 7, and have never stirred out, but have been reading Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.